Well, hi, everybody. Warmer temperatures coming in, but the threat of showers and storms will be around from time to time. It's not going to rain all the time. Our forecast for today, increasing clouds, a warmer day with a high in the mid-70s. Can't rule out a late-day shower or thunder shower somewhere in the area. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and at times on Saturday. Low tonight, upper 50s. High Saturday, 77. More scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time Saturday night and Sunday. Mid-70s Sunday. Better rain chances Sunday night into Monday. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. And our free weather app will sure come in handy with radar, future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus current conditions and hourly forecast as well. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A broadcast legend that touched Alabama has died, Charlie Holt. Holt owned or operated nearly a dozen radio and TV stations across the Southeast. He had WSFA radio in 1957. That's where Hank Williams got his start. That later became WHHY, and Holt, along with Bob Robinson and Larry Stevens, set radio ratings records in the 70s. A very young Rich Thomas worked for Holt in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, before coming to Montgomery. Holt lived in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. He was 96 years old. And the Southeastern Grocers confirmed they are filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. That means store closings. One of the stores affected, the Winn-Dixie at Del Rada, one of Montgomery's oldest grocery store locations. 94 stores are closing within the chain. 200 more are in the crosshairs. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on Hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life. This deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller issued a subpoena to the Trump Organization demanding all documents related to Russia. It appears to be the first time Mueller has delved into the president's business finances. Mr. Trump suggested that would cross a red line.
The White House downplaying reports that another major staff shakeup is in the works.
As you move through an administration, you have different priorities that you're focused on and different people that are going to lead those efforts and lead those priorities.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders, reports have surfaced that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and VA Secretary David Shulkin are both about to be replaced.
Jonathan Munoz had just driven under a pedestrian overpass in Miami before the structure came crashing down onto Southwest 8th Street at Florida International University. There have been casualties. Miami-Dade County Fire Division Chief Paul Estopinian says vehicles were crushed by the falling structure, which was still under construction.
At this time, we've transported victims to hospitals.
For now, cause of the bridge collapse is undetermined.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joy, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. I will be going to Fresh Market after the show to pick up my tuna steaks. Be doing sesame seed tuna. Going to have a great weekend planned. A little Moscato and or Chardonnay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a baked potato?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, why not? They have nothing to lose, do
if
you?
If I could eat two of those, you can eat one.
Yeah, oh no. You talking about this twice baked potato?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I have to split one.
Okay.
Watching my little boy figure.
Well, if you load up on those carbs, it means you got to work out more the next day.
Yep. Okay, so big weekend plan. Excited. Except for the rain coming in. That's the only thing I'm not really excited about. Okay, so we did Christian Welker. We did Major Garrett. Nancy Pelosi.
Wow.
Nancy Pelosi, I tell you. Nancy Pelosi is going to weigh in on the wall that Donald Trump went out to go look at. The eight that were out there, the Cadell Construction did two of the eight. Let's listen to Nancy Pelosi isolated here.
The border, did you see it? How high it is and the rest of the presidency, the wall? I mean, really? A civilized society would do something like that? As obnoxious as it is? You know, that's a community there with a border running through it. Okay, we have a difference of opinion on that. But a wall that big separating people, I mean, really, this is a big wall.
Okay, so she's sitting there, basically, you know, if you build a wall, you're going to separate communities. Well, there would be, one community that would be Mexican and the other community that would be American. And that's, I'm sorry, Nancy, we don't have open borders, but Nancy wants open borders for sure. She just wants that we can go back and forth, and do whatever you want to. Now, there was one community that they did a special on, they kind of neglected to mention that these people were walking over into Mexico to visit family. It was the Indian reservation, and part was on one side, part was on the other. I'm sorry, but that there's you have borders for a reason, because you're Mexican and you're American type thing. Now, if you want to put a door in there and have somebody to walk in and walk out, make sure everything's fine, I'm cool with that. But, you can't just have a borderless society that's out there. Because I tell you what, I've been to Mexico. The rules apply in Mexico. The Mexican rules apply in Mexico. They do not apply like they do it in the United States. So she kind of, messed up with that. Let me kind of get into this, the new video and the sheriff deputy, the Peterson guy in the Parkland school.
seeing this video after several organizations, including NBC News, sued for its release. In it, you see that school resource officer, an armed deputy, remain outside for the duration of the shooting, a controversial move he has defended. This morning, newly released surveillance video shows the only armed guard at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School remaining outside for the entire six-minute rampage. Watch as Deputy Scott Peterson is alerted at 2:22 p.m., hopping on a golf cart with another staffer and rushing to the freshman building. He radioed this a short time later. On the video, you see Peterson never enters the building. That's him by the pole, and never engages the shooter. This video bringing fresh criticism from some students.
That's his job, to go into the building when there's a shooting. So that's what angered me, that he wasn't there doing his job.
Deputy Peterson resigned after being suspended in the wake of the shooting, facing growing outrage, even from his own boss.
Sick to my stomach. There are no words.
Now, on this, you can go to my website, danmorrisshow.com, and you can see this video. And you remember I told you a week ago, right after it happened, like February the 21st or something like that, about a week, that I'd seen a picture, and it looked like he was looking around a wall. He's actually looking around a column. Hmm. And you can see in the video, he's kind of pacing back and forth. But he, remember his attorney said, no, he thought the shots were happening outside. And so he didn't, he was trying to get over there. Well, we find out from the 911 call that that is not the case. So listen in to this.
President Trump also weighed in.
When it came time to get in there and do something, he didn't have the courage or something happened.
Peterson's attorney isn't commenting on the video's release, but has previously said allegations that Mr. Peterson was a coward and failed to meet the standards of police officers are patently untrue, adding that Peterson believed that those gunshots were originating from outside. Newly released 911 calls reveal the horror inside.
A lot of blood, please help, please.
14 students and three staff members were killed. The confessed shooter, Nicholas Cruz, escaped and was caught roughly 2 miles away. On Wednesday, lawyers for Cruz pleaded not guilty to all 34 counts. His attorney telling the judge Cruz would plead guilty if the death penalty is taken off the table.
But prosecutors here do intend to seek the death penalty, saying this is exactly the type of case it was designed for. Cruz is due back in court next month.
Okay, so his attorney, Cruz's attorney, I know Ted loves the guy's last name being Cruz. The Cruz's attorney said, if you'll take off the death penalty and give him life, then he'll confess. So they go, no, this is exactly what it's made for. And so they're going to have to follow it through. And I think this is actually going to be, because it's so cut and dry, this is going to be, I don't think it's going to be a long, drawn-out case unless the defense is trying to really slow walk it.
And with this Peterson guy, the officer, you know, when the stories initially came out, some people were quick to call him a coward, but you didn't want to immediately. But when you see this video,
oh, man,
you hear the audio.
Especially after when he said, I thought it was his attorney made the statement about outside. And either Peterson told the attorney that, or he and the attorney came up with the concept of saying that.
I think Peterson told the attorney that.
I would be likely to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But this is, think of the kids that died because no action was taken.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. And you heard the one kid, it's like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to run in there and go do something about this. And again, and let me say it again, it's not, everybody's kind of focused on the AR-15, and what it is the shooter. And this guy had signs all over the place that he was in real deep mental trouble. And I hope that when the Florida Department of Safety really looks at this, that they get this thing out there, and I don't care who they embarrass, but they get out what the failure points were, and so people will stop the breakdown that's happening in communications within government, because it is really, really bad. While we're waiting on the possibility for the Attorney General to say, oh, by the way, we have a legislative roundtable with Senator Clyde Chambliss and Representative Mike Holmes at 2 o'clock today, so I hope you'll tune in to that. Hopefully we're also going to have a call-in from Reed Ingram about a bill that he has that has to do with school safety. I'll have try to have that bill pulled up and try to text Reed to get him to call in. Let's go back into the we didn't get to this completely yesterday, but Justin Napolitano was talking about California laws in Texas in the federal jurisdiction. So let me kind of set this up so you can kind of get a feel for what's happening out there.
California, we have a problem. A series of actions and events has occurred here that directly and adversely impact the work of our federal officers.
Well, the big question is, are California's sanctuary policies unconstitutional?
So we have three California state laws that the Justice Department is challenging. One law says if you work for the government in California, local, county, regional, or state, and ICE comes knocking on the door, you shall not cooperate. As frustrating as that is, in my opinion, and the courts have upheld this, the state of California can regulate its employees. Second statute, this is really outrageous. If you own a private business and ICE comes knocking, you shall not cooperate. That is blatantly unconstitutional. The state of California can't tell you how to run your business, mm-hmm. and it can't tell you what to say to the federal government. Third statute, this is really the first time I've seen anything like this since the Civil War. The state of California can inspect federal facilities for health and safety. That means state agents can go into federal facilities where they're holding immigrants and say, we don't like the way you're treating this person, we're going to take him with us. That is also unconstitutional, in my opinion, but it'll take a little while for the courts to get there.
California is going to, the U.S. government is going to win that one.
I think the U.S. government's going to win two of three. The one where they tell private owners you can't cooperate, yeah. and one where they say they have the right to go in federal facilities and interfere with the management of them.
The business one, I think, is going to go a lot faster than anything else. I hope they put this on separate tracks so it doesn't get muddled up. But California's got to have some real problems with this. News on 93.1, we'll play the second part of this right after this quick break.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
I knew I needed hearing aids. It got to where I couldn't hear half of what people were saying. But the price of hearing aids today? Thousands of dollars? I couldn't afford them.
If the high cost of hearing aids is keeping you from the life you want to live, we have good news. Now there's a company that makes great hearing aids that real people can afford. Advanced Affordable Hearing. Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aids start at thousands less than most hearing aids. You get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, all the leading edge technology that captures the frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Order today and you'll receive the USB charger absolutely free. That's right, free. Rated A-plus of the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger plus free shipping when you buy Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aid. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this special offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go back to Justin Napolitano talking about the California laws versus federal laws. Now, he's going to say something, this is why I picked up on this, that Texas has kind of the opposite law that California does. If you do not cooperate with federal people, you could get in trouble. Where California is, if you do cooperate with federal folks, you can get in trouble. Let's listen in.
These are all immigration issues.
Yes,
the federal government is in charge of enforcing immigration, the state.
I can't tell you how many times the Supreme Court has ruled that way. But the Supreme Court has also ruled that the feds can't commandeer the states, meaning the feds can't force state employees to help the feds enforce federal law. They can bring in all the federal agents and all the federal resources they want, but they can't say to the California State Police or the New Jersey State Police, you're going to stop doing your job and start working for us.
This is just ludicrous.
This is the opposite.
Ridiculous.
This is what Brian and I were talking about during the break. This is the opposite of Texas. Texas said to everyone who works for the government, local, county, regional, and state, if ICE comes knocking, you will cooperate. That statute was just upheld by the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, which is the federal appeals court in that part of the country.
And shouldn't that matter when you're deciding to rule on this in California?
The basic ruling is the legislature gets to determine how its employees are going to work. The California legislature said, when ICE comes calling, you work for us, you look the other way. Right. The Texas legislature said, when ICE comes calling, you help them out.
Laws are federal laws. Don't they trump the local
supremacy.
Laws, the state laws?
They generally do, but think about it this way. This is the regulation of employees,
right. Mm-hmm.
And the federal courts will defer to the states,
right,
on how they want their employees to work.
A loophole.
Well, look, California and Texas, it's like they're in two different countries.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not sure what happens if you're the sheriff of Orange County,
right,
and you're the highest sheriff there, how you get kind of trapped into this like that. this will be an interesting one to go to court. And Department of Justice is pushing a lot of the stuff out there to test these things in court. Because I think what they're doing is they're looking at, we need to resolve this problem within this three-year window that we're in and see what we can do to get this thing where it's on the books as this is legal and this is not. If they can do that, particularly if they go back and get DACA, get another DACA win, then that could be pretty good for the Trump administration. So long everything kind of falls together. I'm really eager to see this Inspector General report from the Department of Justice to see what they have to say about how this thing is going to go down. Let's kind of get into some of the subjects that we're going to be talking to the legislators about. And Alabama Armed Teachers Gun Bill is came out. This is the one that Becky called in, Becky Garrison, Tea Party Becky called in about yesterday.
More from the Alabama legislature now. A bill which could arm teachers in Alabama classrooms passing its first test today, receiving a House committee approval. That bill underwent some major changes before the committee passed it on, and it will now have to race the clock to pass before the end of this year's legislative session. Let's go live to the State House now, and Raycom News political reporter Michael Downa for the details.
This is really a combination of multiple bills at this point, and the goal completely is how to make sure we keep our students safe in the case the worst happens and a gunman makes it on campus.
If a gunman gets into a school, that we have a line of defense to protect our kids and the educators there.
The proposal would leave it up to school boards to decide if they want to allow teachers to be armed in their classrooms.
Principal, superintendent, the elected school board member that's elected by the parents, they would have to choose who in that school would be capable.
If the school board gives the go-ahead, the teacher would need 40 hours of training every year, and it would be all confidential, so you would not know if the classroom or school you send your kid to has an armed teacher.
So we think it's a deterrent just in the fact that there could be potentially armed educators, personnel.
Supporters say this bill can be a strong last line defense. Opponents, though, see it differently.
This sounds good, feel good, but this legislation is bad.
Opponents like Thomas Jackson say the bill puts a responsibility in people's hands they are not meant for.
Educators, teachers, they're called to teach because they have a love for children. Now you want to put a gun in their hand. And that's not their calling.
30 hours of training is a lot, and you're doing that annually. That's a lot of training.
It really is.
And I wonder how they're going to compensate the teacher during that 30 hours of training. I'm also wondering if they're going to add any type of payroll or salary or bonus for doing something like this.
I was about to say, if the training costs more money for these teachers to go through it, and I think if it is taking them 30 hours, they should be compensated for that time. It shouldn't just be assumed as a new duty into the current salary. But if that's the case, why are we doing teachers first? Why aren't you going for not police officers, not off-duty police, but why aren't you looking into private security, these sort of things? It's going to cost you either way you do it.
Yeah, but one would be cheaper. I mean, if you're paying a $32,000 teacher and then you add $5,000 to it, that's cheaper than adding somebody who's $28,000.
Sure.
So the 30 hours of training, and I wonder how they're going to compensate them. This is what always happens with these bills in Alabama. Somebody comes up with a good thought, but they don't think critically through it. Because if I'm a teacher, I'm going to take out 1 week of work time during the summer to go do 30 hours of training. Is the 30 hours of training a 30 all-in-one session? Or is it 30 hours in, say, 6 5-hour sections?
Well, you can make it like a teacher retreat.
Yeah, let's go shoot things up out here.
And live in cabins for a week.
News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to come back to the second half of this. This is a very long story, by the way, but we'll be back because there's a big story right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
podcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy, one person fold down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Ram trucks, all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There are people with missing loved ones at the site of a bridge collapse in Miami, afraid that the loved one's car is underneath. At least six people have died, with more bodies expected to be found as the bridge is removed. The goal is to get everybody out in a dignified way that does not contaminate the collapse investigation, says Miami-Dade Deputy Mayor Maurice Kemp.
The investigation is vital because we want to ensure that this type of accident doesn't happen again locally or anywhere in this country.
The bridge, not open yet, was meant for pedestrians to cross to and from Florida International University. The deputy FBI director's hoping to not get fired today.
Andrew McCabe is set to retire on Sunday if Attorney General Jeff Sessions doesn't fire him first, putting his pension in jeopardy. McCabe is at the center of an investigation by the Justice Department Inspector General into allowing FBI officials to speak with reporters about the investigation into the Clinton Foundation.
That's Rachel Sutherland, Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Warmer temperatures coming in, but the threat of showers and storms will be around from time to time. It's not going to rain all the time. Our forecast for today, increasing clouds, a warmer day with a high in the mid-70s. Can't rule out a late-day shower or thunder shower somewhere in the area. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and at times on Saturday. Low tonight, upper 50s. High Saturday, 77. More scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time Saturday night and Sunday. Mid-70s Sunday. Better rain chances Sunday night into Monday. A couple of little storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. watching. And our free weather app will sure come in handy with radar, future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus current conditions and hourly forecast as well. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. This little roundtable will begin at 2:05. Clyde Chambliss, Mike Holmes in the house. Looking forward to that. Always like having the legislators in the house. Let's go to the second part of this Alabama Armed Teachers Gun Bill.
Calling or not, it will soon be up to lawmakers to decide if arming teachers is the right way to protect our students. The gun bill wasn't actually the only thing to really come out of that meeting. There was also some very bizarre debate on who exactly would be armed in schools, as in whether or not so-called lady teachers, according to one lawmaker, should actually be able to be armed in classrooms. Just take a look at what he had to say.
Don't need to have a lady teacher in a school that's got a firearm. I taught for 32 years, and it's mostly ladies that's teaching, and they got more things to worry about than a gun.
And if that wasn't bizarre enough, a few moments later, another representative, a Democrat from Birmingham, also supported that representative, Harry Shriver, saying that she also sees the same thing in her area as well, and that lawmakers should keep in mind that if they are going to arm teachers, well, they should know that a lot of them will be women. So it's a weird argument, but that it was what we ended up seeing in committee today, something that was a little bit unexpected.
Weird argument indeed, Michael. Thank you very much. With this bill passing out of committee, it will now head to the House floor for a full vote.
So it's going to go to the House floor. We'll ask Mike Holmes about that to see what his take of it is. Reed Ingram also has an interesting bill, HB 511. I think Becky Garrison would like to hear about this. Education in public schools, grades 6 to 12, allow elective courses on the study of the Bible, provide immunity for teachers who teach in good faith with proper historical context. That's kind of the header on the bill. In talking to him, it looks like he's got a lot of people to co-sponsor this, and we'll see how that goes. Those normally good intentions are there, but trying to get that through when you've got ACLU and SPLC and all those folks hanging around becomes very problematic, should we say? Okay. Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan is going to say something. This is kind of an interesting piece here, talking about the Republican and collusion. You remember they did the Intel Committee and they came out and said, we found no collusion. But he's going to make a statement in here that's kind of interesting. He's going to talk about Clapper leaked information to the media, and he's pretty poignant about it.
Is this case closed?
Well, I think we learned two key things from the Republicans on the Intelligence Committee, their report. The first one is they told us something we already know, namely there was no coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia to influence the election. The second thing they told us is something that we suspected, now they've confirmed, which is that Clapper actually was the guy leaking information, specifically leaking information, I believe, from that J6 meeting where they briefed President Trump, then President-elect Trump, on the dossier, and someone at CNN got information, we think it was Mr. Clapper who gave it to him, and then a few days later, BuzzFeed prints the entire dossier. So those, in my mind, were the two key takeaways. No coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia, and Mr. Clapper was leaking information. Here's one of the top intelligence people in the government at the time leaking information to the press.
Interesting. So, Congressman, what do you say back to Adam Schiff, who we just heard from, and Democrats who are clearly not happy that this has been closed? Adam Schiff saying it's premature, and this is a disservice to the country.
No, I mean, look, there's still investigations going on. We're still looking at information and trying to get answers to key questions in the House Judiciary Committee. There's still the Senate investigation going on. But what Devin Nunes and the Republicans have said is, look, there was no collusion, no coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia. And for the real concern here is what the FBI did, what the top people did. They took a opposition research document, dressed it all up, made it look like it was legit intelligence, and took it to the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on a fellow American citizen. And the guy who leaked information about that dossier was James Clapper. And understand this, Sandra. When he leaked it, they had already used it. So when they have this briefing on January 6th with President-elect Trump and talk to him about the dossier and then go leak the fact that they actually briefed the president on that issue, they had already used that fake and salacious unverified document. They had already used it at the FISA court.
So he put it, wow. He puts it out there pretty point blank, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And boy, we're not allowed to find that one out. That happened for sure. I mean, we have never been trusting, particularly of Clapper, but of Brennan and the way he's answered things. And, you know, I'm going to say this and with a real honest and open heart. I hope they get to the bottom of this, because the more I'm reading and watching the reaction to people, they're just, the Democrats just automatically just discredit this whole thing and say, this never happened. You're just making this up. You're trying to get away from the Mueller investigation. And the fact that they're being complicit in this thing, because I believe Adam Schiff, because of his position in the Intel Committee, he knows exactly what should be able to put the pieces together. But it's plausible deniability, because if this does happen, the whole thing implodes. 2018 becomes a train wreck to them, an absolute train wreck. Because imagine if you go in and find out that you have presidential appointed people collaborating with FBI, DOJ lawyers who then are collaborating with a campaign to try to do something harm to Donald Trump and the Trump allies. And even just to find them out, I noticed that the person who is now saying probably more than anybody is Harf, that's on the One Lucky Guy.
Oh, yeah, Marie Horace.
She was just poisonous talking about how you have no proof of this, and there's no interaction of agencies and Trump campaign people. And she's not living in a real world if you look at who paid for the Steele dossier. And their answer is, well, everybody does that. Well, if everybody does that, then when somebody's bringing dirt to Donald Trump Jr., who's getting a divorce, by the way, what's the difference? I don't understand. I mean, you get some Russian who's giving someone who is dealing with an American information that happens to be false, and they don't see any problem with this. I mean, this is almost like a boil that needs to be lanced, and we need to get over this thing and get it behind us. And somebody's got to get to the bottom of this, because I don't know about you, Joey, I don't know about you, audience, but for me, my trust level of government after looking at all this is at a low point right now.
Well, you know me.
you think they're sitting in a closet in your bedroom, don't you?
Well, I know that they take, you know, like 10% of my paycheck.
Yeah.
To do things I don't agree with.
At least 10% of your paycheck.
Yeah, so I don't trust them at all for many reasons. And this only adds to suspicions.
272-9228. Let's go to the second part of Jim Jordan talking about Clapper lying again, a possible 21-page memo that Comey may drop out here.
Here's another member of the Intel Committee, Congressman Winstrup, answering the question, is this really over, on America's Newsroom earlier? Listen.
If there's some new evidence of something that needs to be restudied and reinvestigated, then I guess we would. But at this time, you have to understand, we've done 73 interviews, reviewed over 300,000 documents, put in countless hours into this, and there's been no sign of collusion with the Trump campaign or with the Clinton campaign.
Sounds like that member of the Intel Committee is saying it's over.
Yeah, that question has been answered. There was no collusion, no coordination. The questions that haven't been answered is, who at the FBI was responsible for these things that took place? Also, remember, Sandra, what's happened at the FBI? James Comey's been fired. Andrew McCabe has stepped down. Jim Rybicki has left, the former chief of staff. Jim Baker, former chief counsel at the FBI, has been demoted and reassigned. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Peter Strzok, former deputy head of counterintelligence, has been demoted and reassigned at the FBI. Lisa Page, demoted and reassigned. So the top people, that's the concern. So let's find out what they did, when they did it. Let's learn about this dossier and get answers for the American
Congressman,
people.
Congressman, I've got to ask you about this this teaser. Democrats are teasing this James Comey bombshell in this 21-page status report on the terminated House Intel Russia probe. They're talking about possible documentation and releasing it of ex-FBI Director James Comey's conversations with the president. This status report, apparently, they're sort of letting us know this may be coming.
Yeah, I'd have to see. Is it conversations he had with the president on January 6th? Remember, it was James Comey who stayed behind in that meeting to brief the president on the dossier. I don't know. What I do know is James Comey leaked a government document through a friend to the New York Times, and his stated goal was to create pressure and momentum for a special counsel, and that special counsel had to be his good friend, Robert Mueller. So that's what I do know about James Comey. I also know what he said about the dossier. It was salacious and unverified. He said that under oath in a congressional hearing.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door to the next door neighbor's kid and his skateboard to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Reminder, this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass, and Prattville locations. Go by and see Dick and Don. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
Just behind the fridge, he lays her down. He frowns, gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still
a listener sent me a video of Bob Corker talking about making some suggestions about meeting with Kim and also the kind of the National Security Council team. I think the reason this is interesting to me is that this is going to kind of give us some insight that is what we're talking about true, where was the everything starting to get pushed back over to things such as the national security and the hotspots. Now, Joey, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to start and stop this, because as you see, it's a long piece, but I'm hearing it for the first time myself.
For the president's Secretary of State nominee, Mike Pompeo, will be led by retiring Republican Senator Bob Corker. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman spoke with Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan for Sunday's broadcast. She is in Washington with part of that interview. Margaret, good morning.
Good
Good morning. Well, there are a lot of questions here in Washington about whether the president is going to use Rex Tillerson's ouster as a chance to make further changes to his national security team. And I spoke to Senator Corker yesterday about some of the very big foreign policy issues that are going to be confronting the incoming secretary, Mike Pompeo. Do you think the president should sit down with Kim Jong-un?
I think it's fine. It's going to happen.
You
I
do believe that meeting's going to happen?
I think ultimately it happens. I do. And I think that that's the way the president likes to deal with things. And I think that what you're going to see is people who have a lot of institutional knowledge prepping for the meeting. You've seen the administration sort of move away from an instant meeting. They've said that, you know, they don't know exactly when it's going to occur.
And so I think maybe not May, which is when the
Well, I think you're seeing that happen because the realities of what you have to do in preparation to make sure that it's successful. It takes a while for that to occur. And we do have back channels ourselves, by the way, to North Korea, and you know, we have our ways of setting things like that up in an appropriate manner.
Yeah, Bob Corker's coming across pretty smooth here.
Indeed.
In this one. He's and he's got that banker look, which is what he is. He's I'm wondering about watching this if there's a role for him in the administration doing something, even though he and Trump have tangled. You know, he had looked at him being a Secretary of State at one time. And is there an ambassadorship out there that he could be put in? Or some type of trade-type person? Because as long as he'll carry the water for what Trump wants, then I think he and Trump would get along fine. I think it's where the objections to things that he was saying was the big problem. But as we had always said, the way he was saying it was the Trump way of doing it, and it was that crazy man syndrome. Let's continue on here.
Now, Senator Corker also said that he expects President Trump will decide in May to pull out of that international agreement to freeze Iran's nuclear program. So, John, this could be a really interesting decision given that the talks will be about freezing North Korea's nuclear program.
Yeah. So Senator Corker was the one who rather colorfully said that Rex Tillerson was being castrated by the president. He has talked to Tillerson since the firing. And what did he say about that?
You're right. Corker, he was a little bit more diplomatic in the language he used yesterday, but he has been one of Rex Tillerson's very few allies in Washington. He had a long conversation with him after Tillerson was fired and said he's at peace. Tillerson had planned to stay on the job for another year, but it has been a rough and tumble one for him, not only due to the policy disagreements with the president, but also because of his personality. He was very deliberate, and his approach just didn't mesh with the president's more chaotic management style. And so Secretary Tillerson, we know, was very surprised to be fired by tweet. But according to Bob Corker, he feels like he did leave with some progress having been made with North Korea. So he hopes that'll be more of his legacy.
Yeah, Bob Corker and Rex Tillerson were pretty close.
Yeah.
Tallie and Shorty.
Sounds like a comedy.
This really is interesting. I appreciate the person who sent this to me. It's because I've when somebody is doing and saying the things that they're saying, what they're kind of doing is they go, okay, I'm over here and I'm about not to be here anymore, but I'm still kind of on the playing field out here.
Right. I know things.
I know that. Well, and he does have some things to offer.
Oh,
there's no doubt about it.
For sure.
With his background, particularly in the finance side of things. Let's continue on.
We've confirmed CIA Director Mike Pompeo will take over the State Department. How do you see things changing? Well, he's got a good rapport with the president, and there is hope, certainly, at the State Department that that'll mean something to unstick some of these personnel vacancies, that maybe he'll be able to staff up the building, breathe in some vitality. Senator Corker wouldn't be pinned down on just when Mike Pompeo might be confirmed. He just said it'll be sometime in April. And there's a lot of pressure here in Washington to get a Secretary of State in place, not only because of that upcoming decision on Iran, but also what's happening with North Korea. You've got a number of key foreign policy issues bubbling up in May, elections in Iraq, and there's concern that that post should not remain vacant for very long.
All right. Thanks so much, Margaret. Face the Nation will air.
It on this, again, remember, so you have Bob Corker who's been on Face the Nation. Troy Gowdy is going to be on Fox on Sunday, and that'll be interesting. But remember, Pompeo comes with a group of people that he knows and interacts with in Washington, D.C. Heritage Foundation is one. The different caucuses that are out there, Freedom Caucus, which he was a part of. So he brings people and knowledge that he has to the table, and I think that's going to work wonders. Rex Tillerson didn't know anybody.
Right.
He knew more foreign leaders than he knew potential deputy secretaries in Washington, D.C., or just even where to tap them. And so I think that's going to be one of the real fast-moving things, which also may keep Mike Pompeo a little more towards the center and here versus kind of globetrotting around the world. Send on Mike Pence to go do that. Okay, News on 93.1 FM. Reminder, ASA Credit Union, you want a great place to bank. ASA Credit Union is it. Go by and see them. Open up a checking account. You know how much it costs? Not a zero. Not a thing. Go in and see them. Set up a checking account, but get their great rates on loans. They are a fabulous company because they are not stockholder-owned. They are member-driven and member-owned. So go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We got to get the CFO back in here and get Calvin back in so we can find out the great things that they're doing. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
Kissed the violin there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night.
She was a young American.
Young American, young American. She was the young American.
The Dan Morris Show.
But she was the young American. Right through the picture window, she finds a slinky vagabond. He calls as he passes, avoiding my sting. But heaven forbid she'd take anything. But the freak and his title for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand, showing nothing. It swoops like a song. She cries, where have all Papa's heroes gone?
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Joy Piazza. There